All right, all right. Blog Talk
Radio.
Oh, wow. And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Menu. I'm Tamika. I'm actually a... Wow. Okay, great. What's going on, guys? We got a double episode for you tonight. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty earlier, so, you know, it is what it is. But looks like we're back, so yay. So tonight's show, we got a double episode going. And surprisingly enough, Nicole Bad Applesauce is on tonight. Who knew? She's in, Brother B is on his way. We're gonna talk about a couple of things. Starting with, of course, thank me. Well, anyway, now men have been stressing oral sex on women for years, and oh, hold up. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
This is Nikki, finally got through.
Hey, what's going on? Uh-oh, wait, I think that's Brother B. Hold up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm already here.
Oh.
Now, how did you come on late?
What?
How did you come on late and you up there calling everybody, trying to get everybody on and you come on late?
Whoa. First of all,
okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Menu. What are you talking about? I'm late.
I'm just saying.
I'm late.
I am
late.
Talking.
Okay,
listen,
actually, I'm late,
you, are you on Black People Time today? Talk to me. You on Black People Time today?
No, don't even go there.
Yeah.
Don't even go there. Why
do we always have to start this foolishness with the Black People Time? What is it with CPT? Every time I turn around, y'all talking about CPT.
I don't know.
I thought we were on the same page, but
well, apparently, listen. Even I am allowed to screw up every now and again.
That's
hey,
right.
Listen, a screw up. That's the thing. I wouldn't call it a screw up. I would just say that Nicole did mention something you about to. Probably being preoccupied, so I don't know if you're preoccupied.
Can we start the show? Busting my chops is not going to help any. Considering the fact I was only about 3 minutes late, get twisted.
Well, I mean, listen to a lot of men and women out there. A lot can happen in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to know what you can do in 3 minutes. I don't really want to know about now.
I can make a sandwich in 3 minutes.
I'll
make a sandwich in 3 minutes.
That's
not a band. Anyway.
Man.
Yo, what's up, Nicole? Welcome.
Nothing. I heard you talking smack last week.
I want to talk smack. I mean, listen, you say something like you had to go to work. And you said the message about you had to go to work. Next thing you know, I see pictures on, you know, a social media website of liquor and fried chicken and some type of carb on the plate. So I was
don't
like, wow.
Don't let me blow off your spot. I said I had something to do. Wednesday is my only day off to myself. I'm single, no kids. A sister got to get it in. And if I'm not hanging out with my girl, then I'm hanging out doing other things. So don't go there. I keep it
other things? That's what you call it? Other things? I'm sure
that,
other things
that
isn't like playing.
I was hanging with my homegirl, but there may be times, and I told you, that I may be busy playing with other things. Like me,
other things. Now, I'm sure those other things doesn't consist of anything like badminton or maybe spades, right? None of that stuff.
Okay, guys, wait. I just noticed something. We finally have an R rating. Yay! Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we're about to get it in. Now that the gang's all here,
yeah.
I guess you're here after whatever you did in 3 minutes and missed some wine and spirits.
There's nothing you can accomplish in 3 minutes. I'm sorry. Nothing.
Yeah, well, a good-ass sandwich.
Yeah, in 3 minutes. A good 15 to 20. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what kind of meat you're eating.
No pork on my fork. Like that. So, our first topic. Does anyone want to... Wait, first of all, yo, I really have to put this out there. I need to, I want to send some prayers to the Robinson family of Amityville. You know, family members sick, you know, Grandma Gigi, and just want to send some prayers and hope that, you know, she pulls through with a speedy recovery. And anybody else out there who happens to be sick, ailing, you know, not happy today, not having the best of days, you know, we're with you. God is with you, you know, despite if you don't feel loved, trust and believe it's out there. So kick back and have a drink and some listen to us talk smack.
That's right.
You
want
to add to that?
No, you got to
call me.
Amen.
Okay. So, wine and spirits. I'm sorry, bad apple sauce. You want to set the topic off?
You still want bad apple sauce.
Exactly. Now we got to let Mika kick it off.
Go ahead, kick it off. Go ahead, Pele, kick it off. Kick it off.
Who, me? Listen, I'm just trying to operate the board tonight. That's all I'm doing.
Wait, does she need a cue card? Does she really need a cue card?
It's not like, it. I can imagine,
you know, see, ultimately, remember, I wanted to originally do the menu like a visual thing. And I wanted to actually have to be sitting there, you know, maybe having something to eat, you know, drinking.
Okay.
Nick, bad applesauce, you're showing me that we can't do wine and spirits and you do the show at the same time. It's not working.
I have wine. I have Amsterdam right now. Okay.
Okay, well, on that note, the first topic, oh, my God, I don't even know what to do anymore. Basically, you know, we as women, you know, we've been kind of expecting more and more guys to put some extra work in below the belt, way below the waistline. Y'all brothers, we've been asking for it, you know. Why is it that we can't get it when we want it? Why is it that we actually have to stress you guys out about it, but you guys have no problems asking us for anything? And we do it. We don't always like it, but we do it.
All right. Let's just say I have participated in certain activities leading up to such, you know, events such as what we're talking about. And it's a crowd pleaser. It's definitely a crowd pleaser, so of course you would like it, but sadly, not every dude does that. And
why is it? Why?
You know why I think a lot of dudes don't do it, and I've heard it said before, like, I'm not putting my tongue somewhere where it bleeds for 7 days and somebody else be up in it. Now, that's what I
heard. But yet, and still, they put their penis in the freaking... You know, y'all expect us to freaking just slop a knob, knowing how many nasty heifers have been up in top on that, you know? Come on. How much of a double standard is that?
I do agree that there is a double standard. But at the same time, you do have to realize that some people don't take it as serious. Like, you know, we'll just say, for lack of the terminology, right now we'll just say eating the box. Eating the box is... It's an art. You can't go down there and just, you know, just put your tongue down there and think, you know, it's, you know, you're doing something.
Oh, so,
you know.
Oh, wait, hold up. Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, I've got to interject here.
Nasty woke up. You got on Instagram? You got on Instagram now? Thank you.
Hold up. But why is it working? Number one, stop expecting me to be a big mouth all the time, because I'm not always a big mouth. Number two.
Bobby?
Hold up. Wait. So, that's an art form. Seriously?
Yeah. First of all, listen, all right, you have to be taking, you have to take that serious. That's not something you play around with because, I mean, in all reality, that's a, you know, that if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, when and the right thing when you're eating a box. Like, you can really control the situation. Like, you can really get you a good-ass sandwich and a few other things after. you do the right thing. Like, you can really collect if, you know, if you're good at what you do.
Okay, so...
So
basically, brushing the canvas.
No, she did.
Yes, I did. Oh, let me say this. Brushing the canvas is more of an art form, and it takes more work than, I don't know, sliding down a fire pole. Or
well, not everybody can do it.
Rather.
You seriously think that there isn't more, it doesn't take more to please you guys doing that than just regular, like, giving dudes some head? I mean, like, come on. I mean, like you said, you just can't lick the man on the boat and think it's okay. It doesn't work.
Okay, you know what?
Whatever.
I'm sorry, but I think women actually have to do it. They have to work longer at it.
Exactly. So, I mean, like I said, there is an art to it. Some women think that there's an art to, you know, giving head. But, I mean, listen, it's the type of dude that you, just the type of dude that you pick up or the type of dude you're rocking with. You may want to put in that work. You may not. You may be lazy about it. You may not be. You know, it all depends. And some dudes don't want to get messy. They get messy down there. Get real messy sometimes.
You think? Oh, but it doesn't get messy down there for us.
Well, it depends because some, you know, some women just be like, oh, no. And then some women be like, yeah. But, I mean, it's a different level. It's totally different.
Listen,
like, I've seen waterfalls, Niagara Falls. And I ain't never been there, but I've seen it. And it's like, damn. And then sometimes there's some summer rain. You know, just rain for a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds, and then it's done.
Oh, my God.
Am I saying something wrong?
But, again, you know what? You got to
understand.
You're scared. Okay. Nikki says you guys are scared. And, you know, and I, listen, as a female, I got to say, I really wouldn't trust anything that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die either.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Nah, you can't be selfish. No, if you want to get pleased, you have to please the person also. Nah.
Well, my thing is, okay, why y'all, what's up with y'all, thinking y'all really want this now? Y'all are really focused.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with that?
Okay, because you know what? You know, getting the dick ain't enough.
Maybe they're not working it.
Sometimes you want the kid to be tickled.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not
sometimes
easy to have an orgasm off of penetration.
Yeah.
Wait, wait, repeat that. There's a disturbance in the force. What happened?
I said it's not easy for a woman to have an orgasm off of straight penetration alone. It's a mind thing. So when you want to, guys,
you know,
go down there, okay?
Well, okay, I've heard that. Like, I've heard it's like 80, 90% mental.
Yes. Yes.
So
and
my
you have
thing
to be
is.
Still
so,
in hand.
So wait a minute. So, okay, all right. So it's 80, 90% mental. So you're trying to tell me, like, that I guess the penis just don't be doing it? Like, so what's the purpose?
No, it feels good. It feels good, but it takes some time for that woman to reach that orgasm. You may have times where that woman may never have that orgasm. Out of 10 times of having sex, she might have had that orgasm one time. But that doesn't mean she'd enjoy it. It just takes longer for some women to reach that peak. But as if you're going down there giving her some oral love, bam, you got it right there. Even if we have to direct you, move to the left, down, yeah, like, come on.
And in case you're wondering, this is the menu, 347-324-3395. And we were talking about why is it now, in this day and age, women have become more forceful about getting oral sex, in case you're wondering. Or as the guys like to say, why are women more vocal about getting head? I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Along with the Brother B and Nicole and Tamika.
Okay, go ahead, Nikki. Just finish telling them, you know. The guys nowadays have to use the brush and stroke the canvas the right way. And get something. Nine times out of ten, you got to take nice, long strokes with the brush. Add a little bit of color to it if you can.
Okay.
And they're just not getting it. It's like, okay, all right, what is he doing?
Okay, but now, what if you count the dude that doesn't do it? He said, oh, I don't do that.
Then
do
I'm
you,
not
do you throw
well,
that?
It all depends. If
what?
You don't do that, then I'm not doing you. No, I don't want no selfish lover. No, that's selfish.
Well,
no.
That and the fact that I have things that'll put you, that'll change your mind, but that's a whole different story. Leave my drawer alone, not be toward you.
Listen, I know that's right.
Leave your what alone?
But my drawer is not to be toyed with. See, Nicole got it. Ay-yay-yay. Anyway, I can't believe you're slow today.
Maybe he needs some
more toy. Oh, God, please. I'm talking to a man. I keep forgetting.
Hey.
Well, okay, listen, you knew you were at some point. Listen, you knew at some point one of us was going to pick one good male bash it.
I can roll with the punches. But I have to kind of ride both sides of the fence since, you know, I'm the only dude here. All I'm saying is this. Some dudes, like I said, there is a double standard. Some dudes just believe or feel that, you know, they don't have to do it or they shouldn't do it because some of them may feel that there's a sanitary issue. Some dudes just may have a fear because they don't know what they're doing. Like, they don't know how to maneuver their tongue. The only thing, the way they can use their tongue is, like, licking on ice cream or something. But then you have...
Well, then pretend it's ice cream.
Yeah, all you got to do is follow them home.
It ain't the same unless you're using ice cubes.
It all depends. Not everybody responds to ice cubes. You have to listen to the woman and listen to her body. She will tell you if you're doing it right.
Okay,
the
but
problem
see, this,
is,
this, this,
well,
right.
okay. Well, see, now that's a problem because not a lot of women talk. They'll talk about,
well, y'all need to talk,
women. Talk about everything.
First of all, in my opinion, the key sign is if you're doing it right. Unless there's some moaning, or you don't hear, so you just hear silence at all. Like, you have to be, you have to know to listen to the body. But most
right.
dudes don't. You know what I'm
no,
saying?
Because
like, they what they say, what's the saying? Silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, what they say, silence is golden. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
if a man is, you know, below the waistline and you hear nothing, I take it as, wow, she's visualizing, she's being real, like, you know, she wants to make sure that she can hold out on, let's just say, spilling the juice for as long as she can, because apparently she's enjoying herself.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's
nothing,
not really the case.
Doing it right. No, if you don't hear nothing, or you don't see her moving, or grabbing stuff, or calling for Jesus, you're not doing it right. Stop.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
got a
no,
point.
Not in all cases. Not in all
just
cases.
Just in the majority
you gotta
of them.
About, sometimes you got.
Yeah.
See, sometimes you got to think about where you at.
not everybody
may be in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
Might
be in the closet at work. Might be in the closet at work.
So what? You're still arching your back. You're still doing something to let them know that something's happening. Even if you're hitting, you're gripping, there's something
that's
happening.
Of course.
If you're laying there and just not having no movement, then you need some assistance.
And this is true.
And that's where that comes in.
But, okay. But once again, it's just a lot of dudes, just they have that fear. They don't want to take the plunge or take that step towards doing stuff like that because the first thing they're thinking is, oh, how many dudes done been up in that?
Oh, yeah, well, wow. Again, and here she goes back with, well, how many boys have been down on that?
Exactly. Raw and everything. A blast all in that, but yet they're selfish.
Well, that's not even, you know what? Let's be honest, that's not selfish. That's just the mind of a man. Sorry.
And no, not all men.
Not all.
I won't even say men. I wouldn't say men. I would have to say some immature individuals that don't really fully grasp the concept of sex.
Okay, and that is a loss of some of your gender, just so we're clear about that.
Well, listen, I don't know. How many dudes have you come across that just don't do that?
I've been blessed.
Can I get back to you on that? About three,
Nicole.
Maybe.
I've been blessed. No.
Okay.
Three, maybe. Yeah.
Not many that do it, or not many that do it, or many that have done it?
Many that have not done it. It's about three that haven't. Yeah. Out of my wild escapades.
Then you don't mess with them. Like, oh, you know, I don't go down there. Well, neither do I. And then I guess we won't be doing that. That's all. That's just how it happens. But normally,
and
I come across people who are freaky, so it's going down. So God is good.
Well, see, you got to understand, we're also not younger. I think the older one is, the more likely they are to put their guards down and just
start experimenting.
Say, fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, experimenting or just saying fuck it. It's just, you know, it's fucking Mrs. Robinson all day, every day, you know.
That's true. Because the young ones just want to pound and stuff. They think that if you're pounding it out, then you're doing a good job. No, this ain't a war. You're not beating it. Like, no. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because,
so, I think that has a lot to do with it, though.
Well, because they're, what they think about as being sexism, just sticking in that set. Like, they don't really think about the whole act, the whole, you know, art of it. They don't think about it as that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you if you don't have passion, you can have passion, or they think they have passion, but it's really lust. Most of the time, 9 times out of 10, I'll say 8 times out of 10, most dudes are out there lusting. And it's not passion, and the first thing they're doing is jumping into it, and, you know, once they get it, it's like it's over. But
yeah,
that's always been my issue. You can't have real sex without passion.
And that's
like,
the sad part, you know?
Yeah, because everybody's doing it, but they're not doing it well.
Yeah. And then here's your little thing that I've observed. We as women only get passion from guys for 5 years out of their life. It's from age 35 to 40.
Hold on. I'm about to call the news.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Is this like a national study?
What happened? We are 35. What?
Is this like a national study? Hold on.
No.
What did you say? Because you probably just ruined my life forever. Wait, what happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the best joke I had all day. Lord,
you're crazy.
You what happened?
No, but you're a little younger. But you know what? I will honestly say this much. As guys get older, they actually do start to realize it's not all about them. It just takes so long. Because from ages, I want to say 13 to about 30, it's all hormone. It really is. It's still hormone. By the time a guy starts getting a little older, you know, 31, 32, 33, he starts to change it up a little. And I think that's when the passion really starts. Women by nature, though, are nothing but emotional creatures. So I think a passion with a chick starts a lot earlier and it stays for a lot longer.
The older we get, the higher our sex drive.
I'm with that. But go on, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It
happens about the mid
30s.
Yeah. Then the guys that are our age have a problem keeping up, and that's where the cougar thing comes in.
Right.
Honestly,
so
these younger
guys
go
for the younger shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, But wait, what was that? What did you say in between 35 and what? You ain't running from that one. What did you say?
I was joking around. I said we only get passes from guys for a good 5 years. 35 to 40, after that, it's over.
That's depressing. Wow.
That is.
That's true.
It was a joke. It was a joke, by the way.
I hope so.
I've never seen a... Seriously, your boss has gotten a bunch faster than a crackhead running after a piece of rock. Like, seriously? Wow.
But when you are in a long-term relationship, it does die down after, I would say, 5 to 7 years. And all of a sudden, you know.
It does, but that's when you start having fun with it. When you start feeling that ebb, that's when you start having fun. You know, you start going places and being a bit more daring. And
right.
You spend a lot.
But you know
you
what?
Know, you start... You spend a lot more time on AdamandEve.com than you should. Oh, sorry.
Anyway. Yeah, so...
But you can.
Yeah. you know what?
Shameless plug.
I think that a lot of people out there, men and women, have this, like, it's the inhibition that kind of keeps them... You know, like subtle, you know, very humble. I do agree, as you get older, you know, you're more on the experimental thing. You know, let's go in the park or, you know, let's do this position or let's do that or whatever. But, I mean.
But we want more now. That's what it is.
Well, no, I know, but okay,
that's
you want more. Okay, you want
you know?
More, but then, I mean, it's called self-preservation. If you're not kicking out how you want, what do you do? It's like certain things you probably got to get from, you got to find out from jump, like right from the beginning. Like, maybe we should just deal with each other on a resume basis. Like, hey, fill this out, fill this application out, give me your resume, and I'll get back to you. If you do X, Y, and
yeah,
Z,
but you know,
A, B, and C.
But you know what? People lie on resumes.
This is true.
You're not going to actually do a background check with their ex-lovers and be like, oh, by the way, the stuff that doesn't eat you out this well, really? Oh, okay. You're not going to go through that because honestly, you don't want that information from a previous ex. You don't want to know what he did with the previous girl. You don't even listen to me as a female. You don't want to even think about the fact that there was someone before you.
But wait a minute.
But we don't want to think about it.
Yeah, but see, now that's the thing. That's a hump that I think we all need to get over. Because when you, my thing is this. You kind of have to know where a person's been, as well as yourself, to know where you're going. So I think sometimes you have to find out about a person's sexual history. You don't have to go in depth, but there's certain things that you do really need to base, certain bases you need to touch upon. To make sure that you guys are going to have a successful relationship. But not
okay,
like
well,
sex is everything, but it's a lot of things.
Okay.
Seriously,
a lot of y'all are not comfortable with talking about the dude that you were with prior to. I get it. I get that. But the thing is, you may have men out there, real men, that are interested to know these things so they can better, it can help them better figure out how to please you.
Well,
you
the
know
best
what?
Way to
it's
figure
a man
it out
that's
is
not
to listen
comfortable
to what
with
we
it.
Tell you.
No, it's the man that's not comfortable with knowing what the other man did to us. That's bull. Because you have some guys who feel threatened by what the last guy did. Like, or what they
what
working with. Oh, baby,
okay.
Am I the biggest? No.
Well, let's be honest,
well, my
brother
thing is
B,
this.
You're not that guy. But there are a lot of guys that are like that. But it's saying
right.
that. Listen.
Feel threatened?
Yes, by the previous man. Yeah,
well, how could you
feel
threatened? First of all, how could you feel threatened by something or someone you know nothing about?
I don't know. I'm surprised. Listen, again, you don't have that fragile ego that a lot of guys do. So to you,
exactly.
It makes no sense. But to a dude with a fragile ego, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. All right. Let's get your bare knuckles here. Time to roll the sleeves. I've heard a lot of things. I've heard, oh, well, he made me do this that no other man made me do, and this person did this, and no other man made me do that. I was like, all right, how many men didn't make you do what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, first of all, I'm not that dude, God bless him, but it's a new day. So let's do something different.
And each man brings out something different. So
exactly.
You understand? So I wouldn't even go into a relationship saying that, oh, well, this guy did whatever, because we're going to create new memories and go from there.
But again, you know, it may slip out at the most inopportune time. And then there comes that conversation that you don't want to have, but you find yourself having. And in all honesty, the easiest way to do all of this is to straight, if chicks, now see, here's the double standard. Chicks want it, they're demanding one thing, but they're not being totally honest about everything. Here's what you do, ladies. Tell him everything that you want him to do. It's that easy. Don't just tell him this and then be like, okay, but I won't tell him that I like my nipples twisted, you know? Like, don't hold back. Seriously.
Exactly.
Some women,
what?
Yeah, but some women feel that they like, oh, I don't want to tell you that you should be able to read the signs. I hate that.
No.
Like, there's certain signs, there's certain signs that should be read, and there's certain ones that should be felt. I'd rather deal with the ones that should be felt.
Fair enough.
Right.
But that's just me.
Okay, I can't deny
that. I hope they're taking notice, because... Listen,
you're
I
right. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's paying attention until that one awkward moment when it happens, and they're like, dang, I heard that on block. I heard that on the menu. That's what they said. It must have done happen. See?
Mm-hmm. It's like talking to a bunch of teenagers.
They hear you, but you're listening.
Like,
you
need
to have
like,
that
no.
conversation first before you even get intimate. To let them know, put everything on the table, the things that you will do and won't do. You know, like, let them know, listen, I ain't into anal, or I ain't into this. Just let them know straight up, so that way there will be no accidents. Oops, slipped in the wrong hole. No, we won't be having that. You just let them know what you into. That's it, straight up. Instead of just playing the game when you get in there.
Okay. And if he tells you, well, I don't go below the waistline, then what?
Then I'm not going below your waistline either. Ta-da!
But wait a minute. All right, so how does that sound? Even though you...
To improve.
So,
but I do
so
have some
only
toys you can play with. I'm just saying.
But wait a minute. So just because he's not willing to do it, you're not going to do it.
That's
pretty much, yeah.
See, why should I give this man the time of his life because I'm that good? And he's basically not going to bless me? No. Absolutely not.
And in case you're wondering, you are listening to the menu, 347-324-3395. Talking about how is it now that nowadays women have become so vocal and so verbal in wanting to get the box eaten. Call us up. Let us know what you think.
How long can you live like that? How long can you can't conduct a relationship like that? Like, he's not going to bless me, so I'm not going to bless him.
Well, 9 times out of 10, if that happened to me, I probably wouldn't deal with the guy anyway. Because if I'm missing, it all depends. If everything else, it all depends on the man and the relationship. But I'm not going to give you my all, and you're not giving me your all. No, that's not fair. Why? Why should I give you everything, and you're not giving me everything? At least try it before you say, oh, I don't like it. Just try, and then if you don't like it, then fine. But just know that you won't be getting service. I'll give you a hand job. But you're not getting a blow.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we say that?
Well, honestly, I don't see why not. Because you didn't curse.
Okay, I just made it true. I'm just keeping it real. Like, I'm not with that sugar quote. That was young Nikki. This is 40-year-old Nikki. I'm going to tell you what I won't.
But again, that's what it is. You know, I feel as women have gotten older. Well, when
exactly.
women start getting older, they get to a point where they're just like, screw it. I don't care. I'm letting you know everything, and that's that. Now, guys
can't
take that because they got so used to the timid. But you also have to remember one thing. women nowadays aren't women raised the way we were raised, too. You got look at these 20-something-year-olds and remember yourself at 20-something, Nikki. Seriously, were you anything like this? Let's be real. No.
Yeah, some of them ain't cleaning their butt. Some of them walking around in the same culture. This is a different generation, different times.
And this is another thing. Yeah, these young girls, they'll tell you in a second what they want, but they can't present themselves in a certain way. Seriously, if I was a young dude messing with a young chick nowadays, I'd be like, oh, hell no. Squash, squash, you better get some ass to you. But, I'm sick. But that's because that's how these young girls come out. Come on, let's be real. Come on, half of them look, not even half, a good majority of them look like they just got off the pole at the club.
Yeah, come out. Yeah, you gonna eat me and get me.
How do you want to tell that to a dude and you looking like Shanae's little sister? I'll get you. You look dirty, you look busted. But those are the ones that and getting everything though.
But see, and that's the problem. Yeah, but see, we're true, but what are they getting? What are they really getting? You know what I'm saying? Because in the grand scheme of things, all that glitters is not gold. Straight up and down. It may sound cliche, but real talk, all that glitters and ain't gold. Because, I mean, all I can say is this. I've had some after eight dates, and I've had some afternoon brunches. And I tell you, it looks nowadays, does it really matter? No, because, listen, I've come across some good-looking women, fine-looking women, and they ain't shit inside. They ain't really shit outside either, but inside, you know what I'm saying, it really ain't nothing, it ain't about nothing, and they don't know how to make
it. But we're not talking about substance. Substance is a whole different subject.
I know that, but I'm just saying, those are the ones that really want to come across like, oh, you're going to eat this, you're going to do this to me. And it's like, dude, you don't even deserve it. Like, you're not worth it. Like, you're really not worth it. You're not. Dude, listen, I'm not going to lie. There's some women out there that just don't deserve it because they're not worth the time. They're not worth the energy. They're not worth the level of skill. Listen, first of all, real talk. If you're eating a box, you're not going to go down there for no set. All right, I'm going down there for 30 minutes. If you're in to what you do, you're down there for a minimum of 40 to 45 minutes, minimum. After that, you're putting in extra credit.
No, that's right.
Ooh, so I'm my whole thing is this. If you ain't with that, if you ain't about that life, don't play that game. That's all I'm saying.
And a lot of guys can't do that for whatever
reason. A lot of guys can't do it, but then there are some women out there that just do not deserve that type of work. You know what I'm saying? Listen, there's a lot of dudes out there that stress quantity over quality. And I think that's the problem because they're too busy trying to conquer, too busy trying to jump in as many drawers as possible. And then they're thinking, well, hey, if I'm jumping in these drawers like that, I wonder how many other people jumping in these drawers like that. And I ain't turning around eating her box knowing that what I'm doing, some next dude is doing. And that's number one problem right there.
But why are you
because
not
they're too busy.
That's my whole thing.
Huh?
If the woman
because,
is not even worthy, why even go there?
Because some dudes just want to do it. It's like going to the bathroom.
Sickness, man.
Some dudes just feel it's just something that just has to be done. Like, oh, I got to get mine off. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Once again, it's about sex, not the art of sexuality, not the art of sex. That's not what it's about to them. To them, it's all about, oh, yeah, I blew her back out. Yeah, that's what she told you.
No,
that's
no,
what
that
it seems like
true.
At this time. You know what I'm saying? But once again, maybe some of you ladies need to stop. If you listen, you may love him, but if you got to crush that ego, crush it. Because maybe it'll help him in the long run. Maybe it'll help you in the long run. But stop worrying concerned about somebody else's ego and be concerned about what you're trying to get at the time.
Okay, fair enough.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree.
You know, so... Mm-hmm. So about another couple of minutes, I guess we're going to jump on to the next topic.
I guess so, because then nobody wants to talk about sex today. I am shocked.
You know a lot of people are afraid to talk about sex. You know that.
Don't want to talk about sex.
Well, not, well, maybe not about this part of it. Maybe not about that.
I don't see why not.
Particular
listen,
part.
It all meets up together anyway. Don't matter how you look at it. It's all connected.
Yeah, but some
exactly.
people still consider it taboo. Some people really
Not really.
Listen, you don't have too many dudes. Unless a rapper says it, ain't nobody eating the box.
Oh, Lord have mercy. And that's a crying shame, and it's the truth. And what the
yeah, fuck unless a rapper says it or it's
in the
movie. What
are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
they just be talking trash.
Yeah.
Half of them can't
I mean,
rhyme anyway, so what am I even... That's a whole different
exactly.
story.
But my whole thing
all
is,
right.
when it comes down to that, that whole eating the box thing, it's like, yo, listen, I have to go there. Do unto others as you want them to do. That's all. You know what I'm saying? You can't view sex as just sex. Eventually, fellas, you got to step up your game. I mean, yo, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Either you're gonna be an entertainer, or you're just gonna be somebody that stands in front of the camera for 15 minutes to get your fame, which is.
Well, we all love a clown, just so you understand. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they love a clown, but you know what? But a clown takes his art form serious. He takes it serious.
I don't know about that.
There's clowns out there that take it serious.
Nah,
you know?
we don't want no clowns, especially ass clowns. No.
Oh, girls. You know what? They already taken over. But that's a whole nother show on another night.
Yeah.
I think that's the topic we got coming up, too. Ass clowns.
Oh, oh, Jesus.
God.
Listen, I'm in rare form this evening, so I don't know what to tell you.
So next
what
topic.
Are you not?
What?
I'm not.
I said, when are you not in rare form? Like, please.
Hey, I'm not always in rare form.
Whatever.
When I'm sober.
Get your mind right. Oh yeah, I forgot you're a quitter.
Yes, I'm still detoxing.
Oh, you're high.
Yes.
Well, I'll do it for you. I got Amsterdam on deck. Woo!
That's all right. Oh, yeah, I am still on detox mode. I'm actually freaking drinking this cranberry like it's going out of style. This is my, again, I'm back on my good stuff. Cranberry and water with lemon and, yeah. But I'm not giving up my pork, man.
Oh, never.
Hey.
No, I just had the swine. No.
Okay. Topic number two. Why?
Seems like we got like 10 minutes left.
Why? No. Turn until 10. Why? Is there really a time limit on like proposing?
Yes, there is.
Okay. What is it and why?
After a certain point in a relationship, it's time to shit or get off the pot, basically. And with that said, if you're not married by the third year of any relationship, then it's not a relationship. You're just banging each other. You're officially friends with benefits. We're really good at shit.
I totally disagree because number one, this is where we have to come into circumstances. No, listen. First of all, why do you think there's a lot of older men, successful older men that are single? Because, I mean, they got to put in that work. Sometimes that work and that time that they put in being a success can't always, you know, they can't always put that work and time in a relationship. So it's like, hold on. Nobody, you know, what's that saying? A man with no romance and no finance is a damn nuisance. It's like, yo, real talk. You want to do with X, Y, and Z, but if you got a brother that's working towards something, that's about something. You trying to tell me if he's not slapping a ring or doing something by the third year, it's like I can't rock with you. Like this is wasted time. I can't.
But again, because sometimes you end up falling into the trap of waiting a certain amount of years, and then you end up not married and wasted, and your time being wasted.
Okay, so let me ask you.
But you gotta understand something now. Not all chicks. Now, see, here's my issue. This misconception that all chicks want all of this in a man. They want all of this stuff, you know. So when they get mad, listen. A lot of real women are not looking for the big house and this, that, and the third. They just want to be with somebody that's a good person, that makes them laugh, that really is their best friend. They're not looking for a castle in the sky. They're looking for someone that they can be themselves with. And when I mean be themselves, I mean fart, scratch their butt, stand down their pants with a beer in their hand, laughing at the Bundy. That's what I'm talking about.
Exact but. Communication, fun, honesty, all that. That's all we want. You know, listen, you want teamwork. We want to do this together. It's not about, well, I can't speak for everybody else. I don't need no man to take care of me because I can take care of myself. But we can work together and build on something together. You want to, so that way we can have and we can grow. That's all. But a lot of guys today, I don't know.
Well, okay, now, I get that. But one thing that a lot of women don't get is, and I think I said it best to a friend of mine some time ago. I said, we as men may never understand the depth of a woman's love, but you as women will never understand the depths of a man's heart when he is in love. Now, there is, when a man is absolutely in for his woman, down for his woman, completely 100%, there isn't a mountain he won't move. There isn't a head he won't crack. There isn't anything that he would not do for his woman. So if a man has it set in his mind that, listen, I'm nothing or I'm not this until I bring that to the table. Because, you know, we both agree that we both have to have something to bring to the table. And if you have a man determined, sometimes you got to let that man be. But you also have to recognize the signs of, like, you know, this is going somewhere. It may take her a moment or so, but it's going somewhere. Because most men that really love their woman, they ain't going to get to a certain level, have you ride with them and dip out. If they're really into you like that. But see, that's the whole thing. A lot of women are not paying attention to whether their men are into them or not.
I don't know.
It's a gamble on both ends. But we're not trusting of each other. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, somebody may take 3 years. Somebody else may take 5 years. You know what I'm saying? But nobody really wants to jump in do the paperwork, and you guys are not going to be together for the long haul. Like, sometimes, you know, remember years ago, it used to be the first year was, like, the pretend year? Shit, and now people pretending their whole damn life. So what do you do?
True.
But I still think there's got to be, all right, fine. Let's push it up to 5 years then. 3 years you're engaged, by the fifth year you got to be married. It still shit all get off the pot.
Oh, no. 5 years? I give you that. Got to be 5 years.
Okay, because you know what? After that, I'm not going to spend another five, a full decade waiting for you to shit or get off the pot. I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm absolutely done. But for some stupid reason, I can't get it. Chicks will wait around 10, 15, 20 years. I'm not waiting that long. I'm sorry. And here's a bit of advice.
What's
don't
the big
be knocked
deal?
Up by a sweetheart. That's not going to help.
But what's the big deal?
Menu's on the air. Call in. Let us know what you think. 347-324-3395. Topic. How long should a couple wait before they get hitched? What are the terms?
You know what I'm saying? We should at least be engaged by the second or third year. At least engaged. You know, come on.
Yeah, but why are chicks
waiting around
that 10, 15, 20 year? Oh, listen, I'm not doing all of that.
No.
You got 5 years now.
Exactly.
So wait a minute. So you bring a person in, You bring a person in, you know, around these guys, around the family and all this and that. You guys are, like, merging with the if he got kids, you got kids, and they got kids, children with kids, family, and Christmas time, and Thanksgiving, and all this good stuff. And the next thing you know, it's like, yo, if we're not fourth year, he ain't producing no ring. Somebody got to go. Like,
if
really?
If you haven't figured out by the fifth year, if you want to spend the rest of your life with me or not, I don't know what to tell you. But
exactly.
Don't. I put it to you like this. Don't come around in another 5 years trying to slip a ring on my finger. Because at that point, I'm like, oh, we're not getting married. We are absolutely not getting married. 10 years down the line, I'm not waiting a decade. I'm not. I refuse to wait a decade. Why should I wait a decade?
Right. My attitude is this. I give myself, depending how, because you know what I'm saying, a lot of people don't go off of vibes nowadays. Vibes are very important. The vibe is the key. To let you know a lot of things, but a lot of people just aren't in tune with their vibes like that. Like, I try to gauge it within the first maybe, I guess the first 24 hours of maybe hanging out, of conversation. Is this person a keeper? Because, you know what I'm saying, you remember, always in the beginning we start to reveal the most and pull back later. Nowadays, sadly, you have people very reluctant. Anybody that's reluctant to reveal who they are within the first 24 hours is somebody you probably shouldn't be dealing with. Because it's just like, you know, like, it's a game. It's a game. It's a sham. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if me and you are being so revealing within that first 24 hours, and then you start working. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from there you start working towards, you know, whatever the goal is from there. Now, of course, there's going to be some obstacles. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just speaking from a dude's perspective. There's going to be some obstacles here and there. I mean, listen, I had a situation where I was going through some baby mama drama, and it was just riding too long. Can I fault the person for riding too long? I mean, for kind of, I wouldn't say bail out, but could I fault the person? No, I can't, because we all have our limits. You know what I'm saying? Because if the shoe was on the other foot, either you know, two dudes would have came to blows already. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, there are circumstances, and there are extenuating circumstances. But, I mean, everybody has to put in work. Everybody has to really see. And it's like, yeah, I give you that. Maybe by the 34th year, you know, there should be some type of engagement going on if you feel it's like, yo, this is the one. But I think
that's a conversation you should have.
Huh?
And I think that's a conversation you should have. You know, put your cards on the table. Because first you need to know if this man even wants to get married before you even get into a relationship.
Well, nowadays, marriages are a joke for some people. You know what I'm saying? Like, marriages nowadays is just like, it is what it is, and it is what it ain't. Some people don't really respect the sanctity of marriage anymore. Some people get married for certain reasons. You know, whatever the case may be. Listen, I ain't knocking nobody's husband. I really don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just got to put my cards on the table and be like, listen, if I'm going to benefit, I benefit. You benefit, you benefit. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Don't sell me. Don't try to sell me a story I'm gonna read for free online. Simple point.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm 40. I'm pushing 41. I'm not pushing 4 years old. So we all adults here. Either you keep it real and right, or you just don't deal at all. Simple and plain.
I agree.
But like I do. But like 5 years, I feel like about 5 years. You guys should, like, have a plan, a strategy. Because my thing is, if you're getting engaged by that fourth or fifth year, your wedding, you should be planning for your wedding next year. And then everything after that is just grits and gravy. In my opinion.
Well, you're right. I can't deny that at all. It's just, oh, goodness gracious. Let's face it, though. I think it's still a fear for no reason. And, yeah, you know, there are things that happen in life that kind of prevent you. But still, there still has to be some point, at somewhere in that relationship, where you decide that, you know, this is it. If you can't come to, if you can't come to that conclusion early enough, then you should be the mature one and step off. That's what it is. And this is why, like I said, I moved that 3-year limit up to the 5-year limit. But still, within that 5 years, if you don't know, or if you're not sure, or you're just not going to do it, it's time to get off the pot. That's all I'm saying.
It's never gonna happen.
And why should you? And there's no point in sitting there waiting for it. There's no point. Forget that.
Well, I don't think anybody should wait. But if there was this discussions prior to, like, see, all right, real talk. I'm a dude that I'm not walking down the aisle unless my stuff is correct. I don't even want to be in a relationship unless certain things about me are correct. Because I don't want to bring certain things that don't need to be at the table to the table. If we're going to eat, we're going to eat. But I'm not going to bring my toys, or I'm not going to bring work to the table if there's no place for it. So, you know what I'm saying? There's certain things, me personally, that I have to have in place to ease my mind so I can go forth with my relationship and have no problems. But that's me. But not everybody's on that same page. Some people want what they want when they want it.
Well, here's an idea then. Make sure that's done before you even get involved with someone.
Not everybody does that.
And you know, and again, you want to be with somebody, you want to do this big thing, that's all well and fine, that's fantastic. But if you're not right, then don't bother, because all you're going to do is not only disappoint that person, but the biggest person, the one person that's really going to be disappointed is yourself when you realize that you failed.
Thank you for saying that because there's a lot of women out there that just don't get it. They just don't get it. They think that, oh, he's playing around, oh, he's this and he's that. Listen, if you really know your man as you claim you do, and you know your man out there busting his ass and doing whatever he got to do to bring whatever to the table, and he may hit a snag, but he bounces back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, either in life, either you're going to be a winner or a champion. Because a winner doesn't make a champion. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can win. I can play cards and win. But a champion is defined by your defeats and how many times you get back up and get back at it. Some people just want to win and then walk away so they can have bragging rights. Oh, I won. I'm good. But there ain't too many people out there trying to be champions. They don't want to take that hit on the chin and slip and fall and get back up. No, they just want to stay. They want to stay down. And that's not, to me, that's not real. That's not what life is all about. Life is all about taking that hit, getting back up and getting back out there. But some people live with that fear. And it's like, yo, every relationship is going to have its ups and downs.
Of course.
Some people are going to, you know, jump, but there's a what?
But see, ups and downs is one thing. That's one thing. But that's, you know, ups and downs are a part of life. But when, you know, there's a point where it's no longer ups and downs. It's just down, down, down. What do? You know?
Bounce.
Listen, I hate to get preachy, but one book in the Bible that has been very, very, like, from past, I would say maybe 7-8 years I've been very much into, is the book of Job. And if there's anybody that's familiar with the book of Job, to the shit that Job went through. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It was a conversation between, you know, Satan and God, and it was like, hey, you know, Job was a humble servant, you know, this, that, and the third, but I bet you, you know, I'm just putting it in other terms, but I bet you if you take this away from him, he'll do that. So the test began. there isn't a Job. There isn't anyone that's not a Job on this planet. Everybody
okay.
can go through it, one way or another. It may be a test for that person, but then again, it may be a test for you. How big is, how long is your tenacity? Because you know what I'm saying? I mean, yo, let's not get it confused. We can get married today and you can get cancer tomorrow. I'm not running.
This is true.
I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
This
so
is true.
Who's the test for? Is it for you? Is it for me? You know what I'm saying? Who's built to really last?
Okay, but 5 years, come on. Within 5 years, you got to have it together.
Well,
this is my
listen,
whole point.
I'm not even
talking about you being with someone and not, you know, doing that final step or whatever within the 5 years. I'm talking about you being on yourself, working on yourself, doing what you got to do. It should take, and there's, and especially when you're working on yourself, there are always ups and downs. As a matter of fact, the ups and downs can last a lot last a little longer, and they can hit you a lot harder. But after 5 years, if you don't have your stuff together, you're never gonna.
And this is
exactly.
going to get on the pot.
Exactly.
This is back
I
to get the
long
get off the pot.
I'm not doing it again. No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
What?
I'm
not
doing it
again. Exactly.
Well, I mean, yeah. But like I said, I mean, people forget. People, I'm not making excuses, but people, men and women, they get their shoot the bad luck. But like I said, it depends on where are you willing to be at with this person. And some people don't want to ride it out. Some people want easy street. Yo, I get that. But then when the sun comes out for a person, it is what it is. You know what I mean? You already showed who you are, and I'm showing you who I need to be. And that's just that. But, I mean, like I said, I don't think there really should be a time limit on it. Because years ago, you had people that were engaged for like 2-3 years. You know, it took time. It took time. Not everything is so quick. Everything is like the microwave effect. Everybody's getting married just like that and doing stuff just like that and engaged just like that and having sex just like that. And it's like, yo, when do we actually take time to know a person? When do we actually take time to, you know, really see what's the real deal with you? Or the person we say we want to spend our life with?
And it's going to take longer than 5 years?
Is it going to take longer than five years?
And that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't take that long.
Longer than 5 years. I mean, listen, let me ask you a question. As a woman, how long does it take you to identify with the type of man that you're going to spend your life with?
Who, me and Nikki?
Both of y'all. Okay, coming from where y'all come from, whatever, relationship triumphs or failures, whatever. How long does it take you at this stage, at this point, to identify with the type of man you want to be with for the rest of your life?
Well,
now,
considering the fact that I have no intention of getting married ever again.
I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot. Like, I have no intention of getting married. Like, yo, listen, you shouldn't let
Wait. You got to remember, I've been there and I've done that.
Okay.
I'm not doing that again.
I'm on the fence. I want to, but then again, I keep seeing things, and I don't know. I'm on the fence on that. So part of me wants to get married, but then a part of me is like, I don't know, because a lot of people are not getting married for the right reasons anymore. It's like there is no love. It seems like there's an ulterior motive. Like, oh, she made good money. We could do this together. Or, oh, it seems like there's always something. So I don't know. And lots of times when you do meet somebody, you meet the representative first anyway. So in order, you have to really know who's the real man. Is this the real man you're dealing with, or is this his representative? So I would say for me to know if I want to spend my life with this dude, I would say maybe 2 years. Because these men will show you, they will show you stuff that ain't even them.
Okay. I give you that, 2 years. It does take time nowadays because a lot of people are fronting.
Right.
A lot of people in the front. And, yeah, I get it. But, I just don't really, you know, I just don't get the whole thing of like, oh, well, I'm not, you know, and I'm not thinking on you, you know, T, but I'm just saying like, oh, I'm not getting married again. Because I feel that, like I said, I feel that a lot. I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing that again. It's like, yo, sometimes there's a learning curve.
Well, I put it to you like this. Oh, yeah, there absolutely is. But my learning curve lasted for a decade. I'm good. I'm at the point, but see, again, having done it, experienced what I experienced, now I don't want marriage. I don't want it. I really don't need it. I'm good. Can I be in a long-lasting relationship now? Absolutely. Do I need a freaking piece of metal and a piece of paper? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm all about the Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell relationship. I'm about that life. I'm absolutely about that life.
I mean, I got you. But I
would never discourage anyone from doing it either. I wouldn't.
Right.
I would never discourage anyone from getting married.
No,
because I know some bitter broads that's like, oh, no, you don't need to do it. But not doing all of that. You do it, that's all well and fine. But, again, I believe that with any relationship, you know, you have to do, and it's not that you have to set a time limit. But within yourself, you should know that there's, oh, we got a caller on the line. Hold up. Oh, wow. Good evening. You are on the menu with Brother B, Nicole, and Tamika. Who's this?
This is Sean Black. How are you doing?
Sean Black? Oh, my God. How are you, sir?
I am doing fine. How are you doing?
Hello,
I'm
Sean.
Good, thank you.
Is this Sean Black or Sean Black's sexy radio voice? When he came on the radio, I was like, yo, is this Billy D?
Okay. Well, Brother B, that's Sean Black. Sean Black, Brother B, Nicole. Sean Black. Okay.
How did that
Sean and I are buddies from back in the day, Kingsboro.
Yes.
All right.
A very long time ago.
Remember?
It seemed like a lifetime ago.
It was a lifetime ago. I have 2 kids to prove it.
I can't help you with that one.
God, no one can. Anyway, Brother B actually used to come up to the radio station with a couple of other partners when I had my hip-hop program late night. But
okay.
That's a whole other story. Yeah. Uh-huh. Any hoodles.
Okay, I remember that night. Okay, I remember that night.
Uh-oh. Now, this is starting to sound like Days of Our Lives now.
That was a night of things that should have never been done on campus with security officers, and we got away with it. Anyway.
I don't remember that. I don't recall. So. Anyway, this is Sean Black.
Yes.
What do you think about the next topic?
It's actually a real interesting topic. Fill me in on a small amount of it, because as I was calling, I had another call, so I was back and forth. So,
well, we got like 18 minutes, so we got to actually do this real fast and easy. Okay, so the first topic, this was a double entendre. The first topic was, why is it now that women are so forceful about receiving oral sex from guys when before we wouldn't?
Okay.
And, you know, if you're really in love, you know, what's the time limit that you should wait before you get married, basically?
Okay.
Should you be engaged for a couple of years and then get married? Should you get married right off the bat, blah, blah, blah? What's your perspective? What's your take on these two? One of them, anyway.
Okay.
At this point.
Well, I can give you the married part, because I am a divorced man, so I can kind of
see,
give
I'm
that.
Glad I'm not the only one. Okay. Oh boy.
Yeah, I can come at you from that perspective, from the sense that I don't think necessarily unless there is, you have a goal set up as far as if you finally met the person that you want to actually be with, and you have set certain a checklist of what you want to do. Oh, I want to have kids by this time, or I want to be able to get a house by this time. And you see that the person that you are with is the only person you want to be with. You're not looking for any side pieces or any of that other stuff. And you go ahead and look at it. It just, I think it depends on what the couple is comfortable with in consideration to money, how much you, if you're going to do a big wedding, if you even care about a big wedding, if that's what you want to do. I was engaged for 2 years before I got married. And
oh,
a lot of that was due to
caller.
The fact that you got another call?
I'm sorry, Tom.
No problem.
Well, yeah,
oh, goodness gracious. It sounds like the hot rod.
The one, the only, the main event himself, the king of kings. I am the hot rod to entertain the menu.
Goodness gracious. He's back.
You are welcome.
He's back.
Good grief.
We are here to hijack the menu.
This sounds like some NWO kind of thing. Like we're taking over people's shows now.
Exactly. So, Nicole, you were with us last week, but this guy is the hot rod. Have no
question. Now, I'm just gonna ask one question. I'm here for one question for Mika. For 20 years, I know you. Will you saw you white behind? Want to be black ass? Marry me, please.
Notice he insults you before he gets on his knee and proposes.
Wow.
Something to that.
Yeah. It's like, okay, your breath stinks. Let me get a kiss. Like, you know, come on. Like, really?
Well, I want to get back to hearing what Dude had to, what Sean had to say. Because you waited 3 years. Please, 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 because I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Now, I look at it like this. The reason why it took so long was because at the time, you're working, you're trying to put money aside, try to get yourself your own place, an apartment, that kind of thing. And I think that from that sense, that kind of is what took a long time to get going as far as getting your finances together to put some money aside, you know, get your apartment, get your place, get a plan together. So I think if there are a lot of men that are out there that know that the woman that they are with, they know that there is probably competition from other guys, so they'll sometimes play the I'm going to be engaged to this woman just to kind of keep her locked down, but at the same time not go ahead and pursue getting married any further, just to say, well, I have her off the market now. But there are a lot of people that play games like that. My personal thing is you have to actually reassure the person that you're with. If you're going to get married, you've got to put some things in place. And that's one of those things that a lot of people just don't do.
But you know what? Out of everything that you just said, which is very valid, thank you, I didn't hear anything about love. Like, you know, for some reason, what they say in songs, love conquers all, but yet it sounds, everything sounds like business.
Oh, there has to be love. I would not get down on my knee for any female unless I really loved them. So,
no, you
that has to be there.
Is it love? Because it seems like there's a business to love now. Like there's a business to love. Everything has a business model. Relationships, marriages, like there's business to this.
Well, if you think about it, the main ideal behind a marriage is really nothing more than a contract between two people, a legal contract.
Yes.
And if you're looking at it from that sense, then maybe that's what a lot of people are looking at it as. I personally look at it from the sense that if I'm going to marry a woman, one, I have to love this woman, and I have to make sure that this is the only person, because I take marriage very seriously. This woman has to be somebody I am not going to see anyone else for. I am going to break my neck to make sure that this woman is happy as long as she is still breathing. Now, a lot of people don't go into marriage thinking that way. A lot of people go into a marriage, and a lot of people think that, you know, once you're married, whatever problems that you've had get solved. And a lot of times that isn't the case, because marriage is something you got to work at every single day. And a lot of people think that.
I had to laugh at that one.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people think when they get married, whatever problems that happened in the past in a particular relationship get solved the second you say, I do. And I think a lot of people, as we've seen, the marriage rate the divorce rate has gone skyrocketed. It used to be like 60% or 59% divorce rate in this country?
Yeah, but most people don't even get married anymore anyway.
Yeah.
They don't.
Because
most people just live together.
And the dynamic of married life has changed now. So a lot of people don't look at marriage as, you know, let's go and do a huge reception, let's go and book the place and that kind of thing. A lot of people look at a marriage as, you know, I'm going to get a ring, you get a ring, and the only people we need to tell is our family, and that's it. And it doesn't even have to be legal. There are a lot of people that look at marriage in different ways. Men marrying men, women marrying women, back and forth. There are a lot of there's a lot of polyamory out there where people will want to marry two or three people, and they stay within that unit. And as long as everybody knows about it and is happy with it, there's nothing wrong with it.
We're
not hurting anyone.
Yeah, we're not living sister wives here, because that's too much.
No, absolutely not.
I don't believe in sharing.
I'm just as selfish as you are, all right? but there are different terms of what people look at in relationships today. I mean, we're talking 2015, and there are a lot of people that are from that old school, man and woman, and, you know, the man has to go out and make the money, and the woman has to stay home with the children. And we all know in a lot of instances it works. And in a lot of other instances, it's a bunch of bunk. So
yeah, I'm still laughing at this. I'm sorry, it's hilarious to me.
We've got about 10 minutes left, so I hate to cut you off, but I want to hear what the hotline has to say.
No problem.
Anything, Gord?
Nothing. You know, y'all guys know me for 40 years or so. Well, two of you guys.
And I think
and
the cops
my...
are after you because of that, too.
Of course.
I know
you
that.
Know, I'm right
Hot Rod's on the run.
Bonfire. But
oh, Lord have mercy.
Sure, I don't believe in marriage. That's the bottom line. You guys know that for a long time. And I told Baby Mama Drama that a long time ago. As for now, she has said, and I can't say
her
name on the air, okay?
But you don't call her Baby Mama Drama.
Trust me, she's
Lord.
A baby. She's a mama, and she's drama, okay?
She ain't drama. You just have to, you can't drink your goose anymore. But that's
it doesn't matter. But for marriage is not what it used to be anymore. Marriage is just a business thing now. People don't take marriage seriously. So
and that's the sad part.
As for engagement, it doesn't matter how long you know the person. Once you sign the contract, party done. Everything's changed.
Wow.
Well, personally, listen, it doesn't take a ring to change the game. Once you guys start sleeping together,
It shouldn't take a ring to change it, but it does.
It changed the mindset of people. Like, I'm on lockdown with this person for the rest of my life. But,
you know, you were friends at one point, and now you're not so much.
The first thing, that a lot of people don't realize, and this is something that I've told other people that I've talked to about it, if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody and you want to marry them, the first thing you really have to be able to do is you have to be able to communicate, and you have to be friends. Because when everything else goes downhill, if you do not like the person that you are married to, that person might as well be your roommate.
Seriously.
You have to be able to like each other. You have to be able to have fun, go outside, you know, wrestle with each other, tickle each other, run around the house, you know, criticize each other's hair, things like that. You have to be able to enjoy each other's company.
Sure, but Sean, it's different. It's different upstate. Like in the East Coast, it's different compared to the Midwest. People down there, they get married at a young age, have their kids and everything. Compared to up here, up in New York, it's very competitive. Like, Tamika got a job, I have a job. If anything happens, guess what? We could live on our own compared to down south.
Mm-hmm.
They need each other. So maybe that's why marriages last longer down there, or they get married early compared
well,
to now.
Right,
I'm over 40.
That's true. That's real talk.
And I'm 40, and I'm not married, you know. I don't need Mika anymore, all right? So there, the marriage proposal's off. To you,
yeah, I'm so sure my little friend's mommy is so upset that you're saying this. I'm quite sure she's actually doing the dance and joy hot rod.
But see, you want to know the funny thing about this, Tamika? Here's the funny thing about this, and
Hot Rod
is giving me flack for this.
Running.
He's giving me flack for this because I got him and his current hooked up way back when. And he's already told me. He already told me if they ever got married, I wasn't invited.
Oh,
yeah, but you changed the whole thing. It's all your fault. It's all your fault, Sean Black.
Yes.
It's
Sean Black's fault that I'm miserable for the rest of my life.
Yes, but you know
you
what?
And I
Because of me, you got the greatest thing that's happened to your life and that is your son.
Well, he ain't lying about that, Hot Rod. Suck it up.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's a mic. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Listen to him. Oh, gosh. Okay, guys, we've got about 7 minutes left on tonight's show. So, any final thoughts or comments on, you know, women being more forceful about what they want and, you know, this whole silly thing called marriage that I'm totally against for myself.
I think that,
but anybody else have at it.
I think that, more women need to step up to the plate in terms of letting the men know what they want below the waistline. Don't waste your time with the dude who's not going to basically, or anybody that's not going to perform how you need them to perform, because, you know, one person's trash, maybe another one's treasure. You know what I'm saying? And as in terms of the second topic, I'm just like this, man. Love is love. Live your life. No expectations. Guilt-free. You know, just make it do what it do. And put a smile on your face, and that's that.
All right, well, I like that.
I'm about to cry right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're going to cry in your cranberry juice, right?
I know, that's right. Nicole, any closing thoughts?
No, I already said what I had to say. I'm still on the fence with the marriage thing. I don't know. Part of me wants to, and then another part of me is like, I don't know.
I've known many people that have said they will never get married, and then they find that one person that is like, you know what, forget all of the drama, whatever is the case. You can close your eyes, and then you just see yourself with that person. Then it's a matter
of,
is this person, is this somebody that I can actually say I can grow old with and not want to kill, or that person will not want to kill me? And if you can live with that without settling and without changing your core beliefs of who you are, then that's the person that you will definitely say, you know what, we deserve to be together, let's get married.
You know,
that's the bottom line.
It's
an innate feeling you will feel inside.
Fair enough.
Real quick, I have to say marriage and relationship is about acceptance. You have to accept the person no matter what, their faults, their goods, their bads. If you can accept all of that, then you guys accept it.
Exactly. You don't judge. You don't bring up, if you're in an argument, you don't just rub it in their face. Well, I told you yesterday that you said blah, 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 blah. What's the point?
Exactly.
You know, what's the purpose? You want to win the argument or you want to be happy?
Fair enough. Hot Rod, any final thoughts?
Easy. Most females are bitches and marriages are crap. That's it.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, my
Oh,
goodness.
Good grief.
Well, Nicole, you haven't been exposed to Rodney enough. Trust me, Sean Black and I are so used to him. It really goes in one ear and out the other.
Come on,
oh my gosh! And of course, and don't worry, because I'll be hijacking your show on Sunday. Just so we're clear, I'm coming in acting up on Sunday too. Steve Willoughby and Nicole, y'all don't know they have their show on Sundays. I go in there and I act up.
Yeah.
Just like I act up here.
As you were curious before, you were asking if this was my radio voice, or that's my normal voice. I've gotten into trouble with that voice since I was 12 or 13. So.
But Sean Black's not the only one. We also had this guy in our program, Casey.
Casey? Oh, I remember Casey.
Casey was the ultimate baritone.
Yes. Casey, I believe, was the only person at the radio station with a voice deeper than mine. And if he wanted to, he could have people taking clothes off just by saying, onomatopoeia. And then it would come off. He wanted to do that. He could.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You darn West Indian people. Anyway, as far as myself, I believe that relationships are what they are. I don't believe you need a piece of paper or a piece of metal.
True.
It took 10 years of being married to an idiot to figure that out. It took me that long. It absolutely did. But, you know, it is what it is. Life goes on.
Yeah.
So, hey,
exactly.
Live, love, bang, drink, eat, be happy.
Drink?
As long as you got that person.
Drink? Drink?
And yes, Hot Rod, we all said drink, which you're going to do right now. You know, as long as you're happy, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Just live your life. To hell with it.
Exactly.
As far as the opening topic, oral sex,
Plucky's. And then, okay. That's all I got to say. Brother B, we got about a minute and a half left. Do you want to tell us what's coming up for next week?
You don't know yet? You know, eventually we're gonna have to do something serious. But you know what? After this next topic, next week, we're going to have to do something serious. Because there's a lot of things going on in the world that we have to address. But next week, I think we're going to have to address the side piece thing. We're going to have to address the can dudes. What was that topic y'all wanted to do? Can dudes be the side piece?
My dude is a side piece is next week's episode for myself, Tamika, Willa B, Nicole, Sean Glass, special guest appearance, and Hot Rod. We want to thank you guys
thank
for
you.
Tuning in.
I feel good.
Thank you, guys.
A special guest appearance. Sound like I'm on a TV show.
Because I actually was not expecting you retards to call in tonight.
You're welcome.
That was kind of special. And I will be hijacking their show this Sunday, guys, real fast. We got about 30 seconds left. That was about to show. Let's go. Hurry up.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, Hot Rod. Go ahead.
Right here on Block Talk Radio. Tune in at 4 o'clock to the Absolute Truth Show with your host, with the most, the Hot Rod and Sean Black. Thank you so much, and have a good night.
All right, guys. Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next Wednesday, 8:30.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the menu. Love, peace, care, grief. Enjoy your week. Be safe out there.
All right.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.